Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Oh yeah, you're listening to the Draft Podcast. Let's start the show.
Happy birthday, little dude. You finally turned Cinco. You've been bouncing all around like the chips in damn Plinko. The price is right when you were born that day. I'll forever love my homie, Lil G Slay. You may hear this later in life, so I just want to say, I'll never forget the day you were a baby and pissed in my face. You held it together until I unleashed the adhesive. Then you started laughing and released it. Piss all over me while I try to grab something to cover. Wonder where the fuck was your mother. So I covered up and wiped myself clean. Went to put on a second diaper, and of course you hit me with another stream. I'm like, what the hell? This kid can't stop sprinkling. And when I look down, really, you can't stop giggling. So from early on in the age, you understood the art of a joke. I appreciate that as a fellow bloke. 5 years of some wild ass times. I can't put everything we've done in rhymes. Keep me on my toes like a ballerina, eating eggs and bacon and a whole lot of pizza, doing and watching things meant for older kids. You didn't care because limitations ain't shit. Don't tell me you can't do something because that means you'll climb higher and go jumping. Fearless in a way I can't help but admire. Cool as ice, but also bring the fire. In your honor, we draft Kids Breakfast Club today. So happy fifth to my little dude. Grayson Slade.
Oh, yeah.
A little something from the heart today, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out G Slade. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, if you have a drink, have a drink in his honor. And if you don't have one later in his honor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dude, it's his Cinco de Mayo today.
It's
five on May 1st. You know what I mean?
That's right. He is the JT meme. It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
So there it is. Happy birthday, my little dude. And
we're
just kind of kicking shit around, and then all of a sudden, came up with this Kids Breakfast Club. Drew whipped out some categories. James fucked around with it, and then we all just put it in a pillow. Yeah.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
Yeah, we put it into a My Pillow.
That's right. And if you unleash the pillow, you'll get all of the things that came about to get here.
James fucked around. We figured it out.
That's right. That's accurate.
Yeah.
That's accurate. But yeah, man, this is going to be fun.
I got my candle going.
Shout nice. Out what's
that great idea?
Yeah. What smile are you rocking with?
It's still the same as last week, which was
pussy.
Yes. Seaside Woods.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know, they have a pussy candle, and I wanted to buy it for you, but it was like really expensive.
Wasn't it Gwyneth Paltrow's?
No, I do remember seeing that one too, but there's another one that you can get from like Germany or like it's actual pussy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's
probably that same people that made those chocolate assholes I got.
You know what it is? How they made it was a dude was smothered, had his face smothered.
Yeah.
Right? And then his head blew up like in The Boys.
Yeah.
And then they took little pieces of that dude and put it into the candles.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. It's only science.
It's only
science. That's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of only science, go to jabroniu.com. Find all the great shows on the network. Why Do We Ever Meet? Flow and Tell, Locals After Hours, New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Biff Radio, Ceramic Cat, and much, much more. And don't forget about the Draft Podcast, which features James.
Oh.
I'm number one.
Oh shit.
Drew and Andy.
Oh no. Oh man.
Which is also coincidentally the draft order today, guys.
Damn.
Jesus. I can't believe I have to go first. I'm totally, I don't have a, like a lot of faith in my.
Would you like to institute your Kevin Aldridge rule?
No.
Good.
Okay.
No, not for this draft, because I don't care if I lose, but I won't lose because I've never lost a draft.
Okay. And you can go. Okay. So Andy, give us the categories.
Yes. All right. So we have the jock,
mm-hmm.
the beauty,
mm-hmm.
the brains.
Mm-hmm.
The shout to Michael Jackson, smooth criminal. The basket case, shout to Green Day.
Yeah.
The class clown, shout to Tim Curry. And the principal, shout to some financial verbiage. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then we can, we can just pick wherever we want.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, this is, I don't know if you caught this, James. This is a personal nuclear. So that means once you take a character from one show, you can't personally go back to that show.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I actually made sure to do that anyway.
Okay, perfect.
So yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah. I guess...
I feel like this should be closer to me. Can you guys hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Without further ado...
Hold me closer, tiny microphone.
On the clock, James. The clock.
I'm on the clock now. Stopped. I am.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Damn. I wonder what you guys are gonna do.
Ooh.
Each other.
All right. I'm gonna go to my basket case first.
Oh wow.
Oh. Okay.
The basket case.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no bigger basket case than, and I feel like this show did start previous to high school, even though it went into high school. So like, I think it still counts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say,
as long as this character was part of that class, but yes.
Saved by the Bells.
Yes.
Jesse Spano.
Wow.
Is my basket case.
So she started in high school, but.
Is that true?
Yeah. She wasn't part of the Good Morning, Miss Bliss crowd.
Really?
Yeah. I think we'll allow it, though.
But I'll allow it.
Yeah, you'll definitely allow it.
She was still pretty... They were probably freshmen when we were merely freshmen, you know?
Shout out Verb Pipe.
We were merely freshmen for the life of me. Yeah.
I cannot...
Yes, there was... Her and Kelly were both the. They were kind of combined into two people. There was like the curly dark haired girl.
You know what's crazy?
Oh yeah, I do remember that now.
Yeah.
All right.
Holy shit.
You people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
White people.
Oh. Okay.
That's understandable coming from you.
Yeah, you two white people.
It all checks out.
Yeah.
You people.
And he's the blackest friend I have.
No, I think it's there's something to this that is interesting for not just YouTube, but for everybody out there. A basket case has a huge opportunity for a major glow up if they're a basket case from an early age.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jesse Spano's glow up is more impressive than any other member of the cast.
Yeah, like when she moved to Vegas and became a stripper.
That's right.
Yeah.
She shed that fucking childish demeanor. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She went to the more misdemeanor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a double. That's
super
a
duper fly.
I would have also thought, like, you know, James, Jesse would have been a good brains also.
I have a good brains.
No, she also could have been a beauty.
But, you know, I'm sure she's good at brain.
She's a triple.
So here's my brain, which I think is a clear cut number one pick.
Okay. And
I'm going with Mr. Steven Urkel.
Damn.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I'll hold my thoughts here, but yeah, that's a fire pick.
I mean, I'm going Urkel. Okay. I'm not putting any finesse on his name. So
okay. That one may still be out there.
Stefan would still be out there.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to put him somewhere else, but yes.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's the I think I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh. The beauty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, yeah. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant too.
Oh, I mean, for sure. Yeah, but
as the principal, you're going to put him as the principal.
The principal, yeah.
We saw Stefan play a basketball game. I'm not going to do it because Urkel got picked, and
yeah.
Respect to the process. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But yeah, yeah, Urkel, man. Like I mean, right? Like who? What better brains are there? I guess,
dude. I used to want that car,
dude. The fact that that dude would. The stuff this kid created as like a 14-year-old is like shit they still haven't figured out. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. The fact that he built the machine that created his Stefan persona. Yeah. Like, he's a goddamn genius. He's like Tony Stark of fucking TGI Fridays. You know what I mean?
Yeah. TGI Fridays, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right?
That's a really damn good pick.
That is really good.
I just remember like always like seeing a little car and always thinking that the trunk was like in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that little car.
Urkel car was the shit. I feel like that bitch ran on like water too. He figured out hydrogen.
You know what? You know what always bothered me about You know what's bothered me about Urkel? And I'm sorry if this steps on a pick. But dude, he was you know, he was all freaking out about Laura, but dude, he was pulling such a killer with Marla.
Dude.
Oh, dude. Marla was way more.
Yeah.
Way better looking than Laura.
Yeah. Like, come on, dude. Like,
sometimes you just get blinded, you know?
Don't go after hamburger when you got steak at home, you know?
Yep. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's right.
Fucking A.
I mean, we're not in wet month anymore, but you know.
Yeah. All right.
You know.
AJL.
All right, that is me. Let's see. I think first I'm gonna go with the criminal because I like the idea of this is our breakfast club. So if we're getting a criminal, it's a criminal that like the other kids are gonna want to like be around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It's not a criminal they want zero to do with, right?
Yeah.
So for my criminal, I'm going with Mr. Stewie Griffin, Family Guy.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like an evil mastermind.
He is pretty legit.
So like, I get two there because like it's almost like I get a second brain. So the brains person that I end up getting is gonna be like, whoa, this kid is funny. He's smart. He's absolutely reckless. But like I like the vibe that's going on here, you know? He's somebody that I'd want to kick it with.
If you don't have Brian, nobody else knows what he's saying.
Oh, there's a hole in your fucking theory.
No.
Oh, he's just gonna be goo goo gagging.
No. We understand him. Right?
I mean,
we do, I guess.
That's people true. Understand him.
Yeah.
I guess Brian isn't with me when I'm watching the show, and I do understand what Stewie's saying. So, Drew's.
Exactly.
Drew, there's a hole in your theory. You there's suck.
There's a hole in my hole.
Yeah, there's a hole right up in your hole. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I feel good about this one of getting my that's criminal just, up front.
I was real worried about. You know, Mr. Urkel leaving too, so that's good. I feel like maybe we all did really good in this first round.
Yeah, and then wait till you hear my second round pick.
Oh, you know what? I'm not gonna wait. I won't even let that shit play. Boom,
bam, just like that.
Pop.
Because my first and second pick are gonna love hanging out with each other.
Okay.
Because I'm going Basket Case as well. Well, I can't do that because of the rules.
I know. I'm just messing.
However,
yeah,
if there was a little misunderstanding of people misunderstanding Stewie, this young gentleman would absolutely understand Stewie. And I'm going with my basket case, Eric Cartman.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I thought you were going to go somewhere else when you were saying understanding.
No. Damn. Couple animateds.
You just ruined one of my other picks.
Yeah, he could have gone in a couple different directions.
Yeah.
But I thought the combination of Stewie and Cartman was better than the combination of Stewie and the other person that you were probably thinking of, Drew.
Yeah. So this is like you're already setting up for like when I did my party and I had like all those insane people. Like I feel like Andy's got a theme going. Like everybody's just
a little bit
hair off.
But I think Stewie and Cartman would like vibe really well together.
Oh yeah.
Like Stewie and Cartman, like if you did a spinoff of a South Park like family guy, like if Cartman got his own show similar to Joey on Friends, it wouldn't go away after one or two seasons. It would last, and I think it would be fantastic if all of a sudden Stewie and Cartman were Balky and Larrying it up. Like if they became roommates, I feel like they would just vibe perfectly with each other.
If Stewie and Cartman got together, they would literally destroy the world. They would everyone, like, it would be the end.
I think they'd start a cult.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think they've probably each both started cults several times.
They would probably each separately start a cult, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And go two different directions and then bring them together for a super cult.
Then meet in the middle.
That's right.
I had Cartman as my brain. That's how much like.
Yeah.
So you kind of flip flopped. You
know? Well, and I think he could be brain. I think he could be criminal. I think he could be basket case and class clown. So I went with guys similar to like building a basketball team. I went with position versatility. I like a five that can guard a one and a one that can guard a five. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what I'm getting with Stewie and Cartman is positionless breakfast clubbing.
There you go. Second A.
Breakfast clubbing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. Good pick. I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go beauty. Just because.
Damn it.
This is the one that kind of worries me with you guys. Not so much, maybe not.
See, I had three.
Not even the
clear cuts.
The person as much as the show. Oh, wait, but it's only personal. Never mind. But either way, I'll try to be good. So I'm going to go with, you know, she was, I guess, a cutie when she was younger, but she grew into something very nice. So I'm going to go Topanga.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
That was within my three. There's three main ones.
Uh-huh.
There's one of them gone.
She could also like, you know, this is another versatility like this. She could have been a brain.
Yeah.
So it was always like, man, what are you doing with that loser? Like Core's just bringing you down, you know?
Hey.
You know, he's just
and this was my point when we talked about
end up addicted to coke and you're just going to keep having to go back to him, you know?
So this was kind of my point is like based on the categories.
Yeah.
I don't think Corey fits in the Breakfast Club at all.
Not really. No. I mean, maybe as like he could have been the brain because the brain is more like a sweet.
But
he's not really that smart.
But then you're starting like off on a weak brain.
Yeah, because Mr. Feeney is truthfully his brain. You know what I mean?
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
he's
like,
nothing without Mr. Feeney.
By our categories, we wiped a couple people out. Like Kevin Arnold and Corey, they don't make the Breakfast Club.
That's true. Yeah. I agree with that.
You know, so because there's just not like that average. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just average guy in the Breakfast Club. So
I agree.
Love this pick though. Topanga is an all timer.
Yeah.
Like she was in our starting lineup, you know?
Yeah.
Like growing up.
Very starting.
Topangas are what I call tits now. You know what I mean?
Oh, Topanga Bangas.
Oh,
look,
man.
Look at them Topangas.
Topanga Bangas. Look at them Topanga Bangas. Topanga Bangas. Oh, man. You see that girl? She has some big old Topanga Bangas.
Yeah, this is a pick that hurts, but is a fantastic pick. Man.
Thank you. Man, I'm feeling good. Two rounds in.
Good work.
James,
you guys are killing my shit. All right, let's see here.
This is awesome though, by the way, guys, because like this is getting back to some of our older drafts where it's a true, like, you know what I'm saying, like you're trying to actually like form a complete team.
Yeah,
not just the making selections. Like there's some strategery going on in here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stratego. The real ones know the game.
All right, I'm going to go with my beauty now.
Uh-huh. Oh. The fucking Big Lots Risk.
And I think that in this day and age, the beauty wouldn't necessarily be like Molly Ringwald's beauty is like she knew she was a beauty, but I feel like this day and age, the girls don't know that they're the beauty.
Okay.
But they
You're
are.
You're spitting right now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go Al from Step by Step.
Damn it. See, that was you guys have hit two of the three, so there's one left.
Gonna,
so that's
I was actually at. Gonna pick her as my jock.
Oh, that's pretty good too. I like that.
I had Al as both in my jock area and the beauty because I wasn't sure which way I was gonna go.
Dude, she all three of those girls, like those later seasons. Good lord.
But Al was the best by far. For me.
Hell yeah.
You guys are going back to back like
now.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I knocked one of yours out because you guys fucked my shit all up. I'm sitting here scrambling right now.
Yeah, you definitely did.
The one that I'm going to take is kind of, there's a similar thing to Al.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
For beauty?
Yeah. I mean, obviously now I'm not going to take it till round seven.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to.
Because you guys wiped two of the tops right off the board. But yeah, Al was. It's the sneaky ones, James, man. It's
I'm telling you.
Like
even Topanga. Topanga, you didn't know that Topanga was going to grow into having them Topanga bangas going fucking nuts. You know what I mean? Like
you fell in love with the personality.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
And then all of a sudden they developed the looks after the personality and you were like, it was more than just like, you know, a 15-minute jerk sesh, right?
it was a real true love.
It was like you were falling in love with these TV characters. like you know, on the real.
Yeah. That's how you knew it was real. Like I fell in love with her before she had those bangas.
Yeah.
If only I could get in front of the actress that played Topanga and just tell her how I really felt.
Yeah.
You know? Like when people marry people before they get rich, you know, it's like same thing with Topanga.
It's so funny to me too. Like, can either of you name the actress's name that plays Topanga?
Oh, I didn't.
Nobody in the fucking world can name her name. Her name is Topanga. Nobody knows her fucking name except for her. She's the only one that sits there and goes, I wish somebody would just call me by my real fucking name for once. Even her parents call her Topanga at this point.
I do know it now that I looked it up.
Well, of course.
Yeah. But Daniel Fishel.
You're gonna forget it real quick though.
Yeah. Middle name O.
Next time we have the pod, I'm going to ask you if you remember Topanga's name, and you're not. You're not.
Dude, middle name O, because it's Danielle Official.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, James?
All right, I'm back up.
Back. Damn, all right. I gotta reach strategergo my
damn man.
Whoa,
this is
my jock.
James went back to back ladies.
I'm gonna go back to back to back ladies.
Oh, back to back to back?
My lady? Jock is also a lady.
No, you're
my
not.
My jock is a lady.
No.
Jock might not be what you're
lady
thinking.
Tonight.
Okay, go for it.
So here's my jock. Uh-huh. My jock is going to be Viola from She's the Man, Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
Fucking A.
Sneaky pick.
That's a fucking good one, right?
Dude. Yeah, what's
She's
crazy.
A goddamn soccer star. She joins the men's soccer league.
Yeah.
What's crazy is you got your beauty is probably a better athlete than your jock. And your jock to some may be considered more of a beauty than your beauty.
Yeah.
That might be true, yeah. Like they
That's pretty wild.
My picks transcend. You know what I mean?
Position versatility too, because all three of these ladies have multiple things that they can do.
100%.
They're not one trick ponies.
That's right.
Even though genuine, you want to ride it.
There are at least two tricks.
Yeah.
At least two.
There's three of them.
I tell you what, I was at this bar Thursday night, and the DJ had to have been my age because he was just like 2004-5 banger after 2004-5 banger. Like, it was
crazy. That's fucking crazy that you were like taking lawyer tests and they were just playing that music.
Lawyer tests?
Yeah, man, the bar.
The bar.
Oh, okay.
You're at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bars. That's a double drink, guys.
That's a double.
That's another double.
I'm almost out of drinks.
Well, you got the whole jar there.
Ah, right? That's the beauty of drinking from a bottle.
Yeah, it is the beauty.
Damn it, that's a double.
Shit.
Got a
pull. This is gonna be rough.
We all doubled.
This is gonna be like that that time I passed out on the floor and James saw my naked body.
Your mom has to take care of you.
That's crazy. You're gonna go 23 in me.
Oh man.
All right.
Oh, James, that team, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, you know, this you're not the only one that can go ladies around here, James. I'm gonna go with my criminal.
Oh shit.
Oh,
you got a criminal lady?
And this is how much I think this is a cool pick, because you guys know who I think is the funniest character ever to be on TV.
100%.
And I'm forsaking them.
Wow. For
Gia, Stephanie's bad girl friend.
Oh,
smoking in the bathroom.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Marla Sokoloff. I do know her name.
Dude. So, yeah. Pretty sure I had a crush on her too.
Dude, she is gorgeous.
But I was
Wait, what is this from?
Full House.
Yeah, Full House, man.
This was Stephanie's bad influence friend that showed up like when she was in middle school.
So this was the opposite of the Urkel situation with his
Gia.
Because in this instance, like, DJ was the one that you wanted, not Kimmy Gibbler. But Stephanie, you didn't really want Stephanie. You wanted her bad girlfriend.
Kimmy Gibbler. Every time somebody says the name Kimmy Gibbler, it makes me fucking giddy. It makes me giddler.
Stephanie went and got herself some of those bangas.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
That's true. Yeah.
She turned herself into a Gia later in life.
She's like, I want some of them Topanga bangas.
But you know what's interesting? I can't see Stephanie like grown up and not see Stephanie the kid. Like, some people, I can like get that out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
For her, she just looks like little Stephanie from Full House to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But Gia
Mahan.
Man,
that's nice. I like that pick.
Yeah.
I forgot about her.
Oh, shoot. And she made an appearance in Fuller House.
She did. Girl Talk came back.
And my goodness.
Yeah.
Old Gia has grown up.
We now call for station identification while Andy goes to the bathroom for
Woo!
Andy on the
That's clock. A good pick. Okay. So I'm gonna hit jock time. And you guys aren't the only one that can go girls, because I've gone dude back to back.
You go girl.
So I'm going jock with my female.
Mm-hmm.
Or female with my jock. And I'm going Becky Icebox O'Shea.
Oh.
Little Giants, baby.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Dude, and Icebox. See, this is the thing. Icebox reminded me of Al from Step by Step.
Yeah.
Like that same deal. Because Icebox, like, she can put it together real nice. Mm-hmm. Right? But then also, she's going to run through you. Yeah. She's like the true definition of a bad bitch.
That's true.
The you know ice box. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, here she is.
Dude,
I recognize this chick.
Yeah, I'm curious. You know what? Ice box from Little Giants grown up. Let's see.
I have a feeling this is going to be like when I discovered Trudy Proud cosplay.
Shauna Waldron.
Yeah.
She looks pretty good.
But like, yeah, Icebox was awesome back then, man. Mm-hmm. I was a big fan. Yeah, not bad.
She did some movie called Poison Ivy, which
the cover that's one James told me about.
Is that the Drew Barrymore one?
Well, wait a second.
It must be some kind of sequel to that, you know, like in the same universe.
Wait a second. No way. Hold on.
Huh.
Hold the damn second. You mean to tell me Icebox from Little Giants then went on to be in Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
Like the thin skin or Skinamax style of movie that we all grew up loving.
It is a TV movie. I bet you it was on Cinemax, too.
Like, now I'm curious. Because, like, I just never thought about Icebox again after Little Giants. You know what I'm saying? And then, bam.
Yeah. She never That's did anything crazy. Else after Little Giants.
Oh, okay. So it was a television film, Poison Ivy, The Secret Society, a 2008 made-for-television erotic thriller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that definitely direct to Skinamax.
Dude.
So it was 2008. 94 was when she was in Little Giants, and she's like our age.
Hey, so, dude, Poison Ivy, I bet she had an ice box like it would kill you.
Dude.
Oh, double. That's a double.
Double. Oh,
okay. Shout out to Marion. That's true. What if he was actually singing about Becky O'Shea and not an actual icebox?
I think so.
I think so, too. Andy?
Oh, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I got some warmness on my body. I'm going to go to this is downright dangerous territory we're going on.
Okay.
But Icebox has got the mentality where she can deal with the shit, right? Like Cartman's going to be like, "Let me see them titties." And she's going to be like, "Shut up, Eric," and slap him, right? You know? I'm creating a little bit of a rivalry here, but sometimes you need a little tension in a Breakfast Club, right? Because I'm going class clown, Bartholomew Simpson.
Oh, there you go.
Heck, nice.
Bart Simp.
That's a classic one.
Yeah. So I got Stewie Cartman and Bart all on a squad.
That's pretty solid, bro. Pretty solid.
Yeah. Like he's going to show off his skating skills. Cause like, Here's what I feel like is going to happen. Cartman's going to want Icebox, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like Bart's just going to be like, whatever, man. And he's just going to like listen to his Walkman and just shredding. And Icebox is going to like, she's going to love that. And Stewie is going to be like, no, come with me, Cartman. Right. But Cartman's going to be feeling Icebox.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a little tension in the Breakfast Club. A little bit, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
So I like what I'm doing here.
I do too.
I got to get some more real humans for Icebox, but really building out a nice squad.
Icebox here has a real Cool World scenario going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she does have an Icebox. So, you know?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
This thing's building, man. I'm excited about what's happening right now.
Well, okay. What is it?
Oh, go ahead, James.
Who's it back to? Is it me?
Me.
No, it's back to Drew.
Drew, okay.
Drew's got brains, beauty, and criminal right now.
Oh, yeah. I have those three things. And now I have basket case.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So, look, guys, I'm...
It is Billy Joe.
You guys are going to be like, what? 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 Because I'm going with somebody that, you know... I'm trying to think how to say this. He's so crazy. So crazy. That he, I believe it's packs in the snacks. Is Wacko Wax?
Oh.
I'm going Wacko.
Wacko.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's so funny because my brain comes from that same universe.
Oh
spoiler.
Man. Spoiler.
Wow. I like this one. I like this one a lot as a basket case.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to go with my alternate brain.
Dude, I'm trying to think of who's going to be kicking it with Wacko from the three that you got here. Probably Gia from Full House.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be smoking cigarettes in the bathroom together.
Yeah.
She's totally going to take Wacko down a path of destruction.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, but she's also like, yeah, like this guy gets me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wacko, come with me. We're going to the bathroom. And he's just like, what? Yeah.
Hello. He's going to go. Gia.
I love it, man. Wacko from Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Wacko Wax.
That's yeah. A good pick.
Bill Clinton is playing on the sax, you know?
It's all in the name, dude. He's a basket case because he's Wacko.
Yep.
You know?
Wacko's going to get on that smacko, you know?
That's right.
Whack it.
Wacko Wax it.
Whoa.
It's a pango. Want to do some cocaine?
Let me do some coke off them Topanga bangas.
And then Urkel's gonna do it and he's gonna be like, did I do that?
All of a sudden he's gonna be Stefan.
Yeah.
And cocaine turns him into Stefan.
What if that's the secret of his thing?
Yeah, he just goes in that machine and snorts a line. And that's how he becomes Stefan.
Oh my goodness, we cracked the code.
That's not all the lights are just fucking bullshit. Just fucking, it's a facade.
He's not actually that smart.
It's just a secret room. He can go in and do a line of coke so nobody sees him.
Dude,
and
I just fucking figured it out.
Carl Winslow's a goddamn cop, so he had to build that machine.
You know? Dude, and here's the thing he figured out at an early age. He's like, you know what? Like, I could have this baddie that wants me, and I could pretend like I don't want her, which is going to make her want me more. And then I can, you know, pretend like I'm this nerd or whatever. But in actuality, I'm going to look even cooler to the girl that I'm trying to hook it up with if all of a sudden I turn this alter ego on, which is really just me on cocaine. So, like, he's got the best of both worlds. Like... And he's just like the same dude each time. He's just on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I think he cracked the code.
Fucking 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Because like just
coked out Urkel.
Dude, because think about this from the movie tropes, right?
Okay.
If you are kind of a nerd or a dork or whatever, and all of a sudden you clean up, it makes you hotter than if you were just trying to be hot in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because someone's like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? It's not like that's just who that person is. It's like such a like mind flip that all of a sudden they become even hotter to everyone.
Yeah. It's like, oh, look at those glasses and the ponytail and their paint covered overalls.
Right.
Wants that, you know?
Yeah. So I think Irkman knows what he's doing there.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A.
For sure.
Man. I think he does.
Whoa, wrong button. James.
Oh, you got basket case, beauty, and jock.
Okay. Wait, are you in the middle, Drew? Are you the second?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought Andy was the second. Okay, here we go.
For four rounds of this draft, he has been the middle one.
Sounds good. All right, I'm going to go with my criminal at this point.
Oh, smooth.
And listen. This fucking kid was flying around with a fucking with an alien species.
Oh, okay.
And he was fucking like dodging cops and dodging scientists and dodging everybody like a straight up fucking criminal on the goddamn run. He was like O.J. Simpson, but he had, instead of like just murdering someone, he had an extraterrestrial in his fucking basket on his bike.
Fucking Paul.
I'm going Elliot from E.T., the fucking criminal.
Oh, what a great pick.
The fucking criminal.
You're calling him a criminal?
That fucking criminal. Because
he stole an alien.
Give up the alien, you little piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know?
Really, what has he done for you?
Yeah.
Says like healed your little scratch.
He just keeps saying phone home and like that's got to get annoying, Elliot.
You know he's probably stealing some Reese's Pieces too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know he's stealing that.
Yeah, E.T. doesn't fucking care about currency because there's no currency in whatever alien world he's from.
When E.T. got drunk though, that was so funny.
Dude, you know what I would love to see? Like, similar to Ted, Elliot is growing up with E.T., and then we fast forward, Elliot and E.T. hanging out at, like, 25 in their, like, one-bedroom apartment.
Didn't they made a commercial with, like, grown-up Elliot, right?
Yeah.
But I want Elliot that's, you know, just a little bit past college, or maybe he didn't even go to college, and they're like at the stage where they're kind of hitting the bar every night.
Mm-hmm.
They're drinking a lot. Like maybe they're just starting to get into the corporate world.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't really care that much. So it's all about like working for a paycheck so you can go out and party. Like that's the Elliot and E.T. that I want.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because E.T. can pull, man.
Oof, I tell you what.
Yeah.
You think his neck's the only thing that extends that long?
Mm-mm.
Dude.
Fingers.
I'll tell you what. Grown up Elliot has had a resurgence because he was in that show Haunting of Hill House, which was like a big hit on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, that motherfucker has been working fucking nonstop.
Wow.
Really?
Elliot's having his John Travolta fucking moment right now.
Yeah.
You know
who is it? It's Henry Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's back on the scene.
Yeah, dude. Then after Haunting of Hill House, he was in Dr. Sleep. He was in fucking.
Oh, he was the bartender / Jack Torrance in Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
I see you, Henry.
He's just been working a lot, dude. Like he
was in Midnight Mass.
It looks like he was working a lot anyway, but like
I he's not working a lot in things people see.
Yeah, a lot of TV shit. But then he popped off, and then next thing you know, he's doing a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah,
there you go. So,
fucking A, dude. Elliot.
Two shows in 2021, in 2022.
He stole our hearts in fucking 2019 again.
Two movies in 2022.
Speaking of people who steal our hearts.
So Raven, oh, so she did.
Damn.
So shady.
That dude can steal my panties. Panties is a funny wordy.
It is a funny wordy.
Funny wordy.
Yeah. Panties.
Yeah.
Panties.
Panties.
Pant. Ease. Pant. Ease. Pant ease.
It's like telling a dog to calm down.
Yeah. Pant. Ease.
Ease. Yeah.
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 And then you pull the panties off his head. Because he's always getting into the fucking panties.
Fucking dog.
Oh man. I had an interesting one. So I was one episode behind somehow. I don't even know how it happened. Just life. In Ted Lasso. All right. I'm fully caught up now.
Yeah.
And I had one of these moments and it got me thinking about maybe a draft that potentially we could do at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about this. There's an episode of Ted Lasso that just fucking hooked me so much that it's going to become one of those episodes that I go back to.
Mm-hmm.
Just those episodes of TV that you go back to.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like that would be a really cool draft.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The episode
I've been thinking about that for a while. Yeah. Like one single episode.
Yeah. That yeah, just yeah. like
if you were
it
to
just, has you, you
it
know?
Would be like that thing. Like if you were to tell somebody to watch one episode of something, and maybe like we even make it the caveat, it cannot be the pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
Yeah.
But
it usually never is anyway.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. It's episode 6, season 3, Ted Lasso, A Night in Amsterdam.
Oh, dude. It's so good.
Yeah.
Fucking beard.
I'm getting goosebumps just saying the name of the episode.
It's beard. He's just like, you don't have to stay here. Thank God.
there's just several things that like, and without spoiling
Wait,
it, that
you haven't watched episode 7 yet.
I have.
Oh,
I have.
Okay.
But episode 6,
you're in for a doozy, my friend.
Yeah, no, I have. Episode 6 to me is the best episode of Ted Lasso that I've ever watched.
Yeah.
It is so good, dude. It's so good.
It's the, hey, they, whatever happens in the game, again, no spoilers, but then they, you know, Ted tells everybody to have a night in Amsterdam, basically. Yeah. And like the Higgins stuff fucking got me like,
yeah,
emotionally.
Yeah.
Cause like, that's something I've always dug is like, you know, the place that he went to.
Mm-hmm.
You're really not doing spoilers, are you?
Yeah. The place he went to is something that is like
in the red.
I've gone a few times. Yeah, I've gone a few times to those places, and it always feels so soothing, and it almost feels like home in a weird sort of way.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to
go.
Explain it.
Yeah,
I would.
Oh
love
my
to
goodness!
Go. I've never been to like. One of those places,
yeah,
that dude. No one speaks the names of.
So, like, that happens, and then also Ted goes to that bar after he, you know, on the drink, on that tee.
That bar is amazing.
Dude. The triangle offense.
Well, and then I was like, it is speaking to me. There was like basketball. There's the Bulls. They're talking about the triangle. Yeah. And then there's like Chance the Rapper. So yeah. There's like this rap stuff and this sports stuff. And then Ted Lasso, who I just relate so much to as like a character.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden getting inspired. And like that, it's so weird, but like that inspired me and like was just like, and then mix that with what was going on with fucking Roy and like what was going on with him. Yeah, it's just like
him and Jamie,
dude, yeah. The way they weaved in and out of every single thing that was happening.
Yeah.
I can't recall like an episode of TV weaving in and out of that many stories so smoothly and so succinctly. Mm-hmm. And it got me. And I was just like, I like stopped after watching it and was just like sitting there like in silence for 15 minutes, just like so stunned with how damn good of an episode that was and how much it hit me in multiple different ways that I did not see coming.
Yeah. So there's in episode 7, there's actually like, and this could be another thing, like one, like a draft of like a one-liner or something like that, like from a movie or TV show that like has really like affected mm-hmm. your life.
Yeah.
And in this one, Sam's dad, when he says, "Don't fight back, fight forward." And I was just like, what a fucking great sentiment. Like I was at that conference and I had like between like all of our classes and shit, once that got done. And then like, when we were meeting to kind of like go over everything we got through this week, there was like an hour that I had and I was like, I'm going to watch the new Ted Lasso. Yeah. And I got to that scene and I got to the point where I was like, this is what I brought back to the table with everybody. I was like, and I just saw this. I didn't learn it in any of my classes, but I think it's something we can all benefit from.
Yeah.
Don't fight back, fight forward. And
damn.
I, like, dude, it's such a fucking like great
yeah.
thing to do. Cause it is like, if you retaliate or fight back, you're really like, you're stopping in your place. You're, you know, like turning around, you're turning back instead of just moving forward, which I think is like the better way to do it. And I was like, what a great line.
Dude, I want more of Sam's dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. He made his presence absolutely felt in limited screen time. It was, you were just like hooked to every word he was saying and like just his aura, you know?
He's told me a lot about you.
Yeah.
Just leaving it at that. Like, what? I think I'm going to start doing that. Like when somebody's like, oh, this is so-and-so. Oh yeah. He's told me a lot about you.
It's just,
what does that mean?
And Sam's like, you didn't make it awkward, did you? He's like, of course.
Yeah.
Like he's amazing. But yeah, episode 6, man, just
6 was so good. And then like even with fucking what's her face, like meeting that dude and hanging out on his fucking hanging out on his thing.
Yeah,
that's like a place.
Dude,
I'm not gonna fucking spoil it.
I texted KA as I'm watching it, and I said, "Why do I get the feeling you're gonna buy one of those things and move to Amsterdam?" And he was like, "He's like, dude, I'm like 100% there."
I wanted to immediately have a trip to Amsterdam.
Uh huh.
In a different way than I've ever wanted to go to Amsterdam.
Dude,
I've always wanted to go to Amsterdam, me but it too. Was because I thought it would be cool to go to
get some groovy kicks.
Yeah, all the weird stuff. Like one of them was saying, I'll spoil this part, but one of them was like, live sex show, because the team was trying to figure out what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that and like going to the coffee shop or whatever was like the reason to go to Amsterdam. But this episode made me feel like almost romantic about Amsterdam in a way that I had never expected to. And now I want to go to Amsterdam because I like, I want to visit Amsterdam the way Jamie was talking about his mom introduced him to Amsterdam versus how his dad introduced him to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's a weird thing, but like, I don't know if you guys have, of course you have those moments where you watch a show and it just, for whatever reason, you just immediately are like, fuck man, this whole show just, it felt like it was made for me.
Yeah.
Dude, you know? I've seen you that like with Dave. Like I've really gotten this groove with Dave where I'm like, man, like, and maybe it's the whole Looking for Love tour this year, but like, I was just like, man, there's so much stuff that like I feel like is clicking. And dude, this last episode with Gata.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh man, heartbroken.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was that was kind of my thing because I kind of didn't have much, but like these single episodes of TV have just been amazing.
Yeah. The episode he had with the girl upstairs, just the way the lights were in the upstairs of the building.
Yeah.
And all that, like for whatever reason, that hit me where it was just like,
oh, yeah.
It looks like the most amazing night ever.
And like,
you know what I'm saying?
Even Allie's little line of like, it doesn't have to mean everything, but it can't mean nothing.
Yeah. But
I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. So,
yeah, Dave's just been knocking it out of the park every episode. Ted Lasso's been knocking it out of the park every episode. So much so that I haven't even got to Barry yet.
I know, either.
So, yeah.
I got to catch up on Barry, too. Like, I don't think I watched any of the last season.
Oh my God.
Get ready.
Yeah.
I'll just say that dirt bike scene.
Oh.
So good.
So well done.
Best action sequences I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Especially on a TV show.
See, and this is what I'm talking about, that we can do this as a draft, because these single episodes... It's interesting because sometimes they hit even harder than the movie because you get so invested in everything that's going on over a certain amount of time and you don't even realize it, but all of a sudden you're like 12 hours into this character development and it's just sitting with you in a different way than, you know, an hour and a half movie will.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I've gotten so into like a lot of these 3-hour movies lately. Is because I'm building up with the characters. So like when things happen, it's hitting me even harder.
Yeah.
Versus like an hour and a half. But sometimes these TV shows, man.
Their television has come so far as to, in my opinion, is TV is better than movies now. Like it's officially better.
It's crazy to say. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think
TV is so fucking
right.
good now.
TV she, you so... know what's funny though is like, if you really ratioed it out, like TV's bad,
right?
But there's those ones that are just so good.
Yeah.
But like, there's so like, you know, I guess per capita, like it's a bad thing. But I mean,
there are still a lot of CW shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, man, I tell you, this stuff is really hitting, so.
No doubt. What do you got, James?
Oh, you know, I haven't really talked about this on the podcast yet. I think, you know, people would know that I've been missing a lot of episodes here and there. And
yeah, making spaghetti.
Making spaghetti, yeah. And I had to learn to make spaghetti because I am now a single divorced man.
Yeah,
so, which is you know, like you know, life,
ladies,
life hands you lemons, and you know, you make lemonade. But you know, now I'm sitting in my own place, and I'm living by myself, and it's fucking weird. But
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I wanted to bring this up just because I've never like lived alone my whole life. Like, I've either lived with my parents, or I had roommates, or I had my wife for 20 fucking years. And now I'm just in a house by myself trying to figure out, like, what do I do next? What's the next thing I'm supposed to do?
You know, that is crazy. I had never really thought about the fact that you hadn't had this.
Never in my life have I known what it's like to not have somebody that I can go and fucking talk to whenever I need to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a strange fucking thing, and it's something that I'm definitely going to have to, like, work at getting used to.
Yeah.
But I can see myself doing okay. You know what I mean? I'm to the point where I feel like I'm going to be okay.
I think
so.
I 6 months I had this when I moved up to Ohio, and my wife couldn't move up there right away. Also, she said she was skipping the winter. And I had 6 months that I was by myself, except for, like, when she came up and visited. And those 6 months were so interesting because you don't really realize everything you can learn about yourself until you've been
by yourself.
No, and it's so freaking true. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, wow, like, you just learn so much about yourself. And I mean that in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're going to be just fine, man.
You know,
I'm excited to hear, like,
yeah,
you know, what you learn, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm excited to find myself. And
this is a good time to tell everybody we're launching a Patreon. Our first episode will be James Tells All.
All the dirty deeds.
We're going to do it on Omegle, and it's just going to be called James Discovers Himself.
It's going to be like our CM Punk on Cabana. Like, it's just going to be like all the downloads.
I will say this is a good time to be alone because the Lakers and the fucking Warriors are about to start a hell of a fuck tomorrow night game one.
Cover Curry.
That fucking series is going to be absolute fucking fire, and I'm gonna stay up late. And I'm gonna watch that bitch tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like you have these things where you're just like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's something kind of cool about that. For you know, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
like there's something cool about that.
And look at where Drew's come being alone. Like, they had fucking 2020 Drew, which is fucking thriving. Moving into 2023, it's 2020 through.
Yeah.
You know,
2020
I mean?
So, me is what it is. You know?
So
we went from 2020 Drew to 2020 me. And 2020 me can be anybody. Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've set the template for you all. Now you be you. Yeah.
I can't wait for 2020 whore.
Dude. That'd be great.
Bring on the whores.
Counting down.
Oh, man. Drew's now like, oh, wait a second. He's going to lose like 40 pounds, turn it into all muscle. And all of a sudden, we're going to be like, whoa, you went through your carrot top phase, you know?
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden, he's just jacked.
I'm like Dave Chappelle, just smoking all the time and just being jacked.
There's some weird ones that, like, that would be a fun thing to do too, is like weirdest people that got jacked that you didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Like Chappelle, Busta Rhymes when that happened. Like, Busta Rhymes is jacked now. Yeah. Carrot Top, obviously. Yeah. Kumail. Yeah.
Mike Tyson.
I did not see that coming.
Didn't see that one coming.
No.
Oh, man.
You know who I never see coming?
Ben.
so raven. Oh, there. So she did.
Wear sunglasses so it doesn't get mine.
So shady.
All right.
Jane.
I don't even know how we get back into the draft now.
It's back to me. I know how to get us back in.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick my class clown.
That's
so we mean. Added a category because there's not enough Breakfast Club kids for our pick list.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to add the class clown. Has anybody else picked their class clown yet?
I think I did.
Oh, yep. You did. Who was yours?
Bartholomew Samps.
Bart
Simpson.
Oh. I was sitting here like, who the fuck? In my mind, I was like, who the fuck is he talking? Okay.
I say weird words just because it feels cool.
Well, I'm gonna go.
Cool. God, that's another Annie.
Oh, it's cool.
Quote. That's another quote. I say weird words because it's cool.
It's definitely cool. So I'm gonna go with one of the funniest motherfuckers who's been doing it for so long, you almost forget that he did it when he was a fucking kid too, and this motherfucker has been being funny since forever. He's been with us our whole lives being funny. And I'm going Kenan of Kenan and Kel.
Ooh.
Oh shit.
Oh my God.
That bitch is nonstop funny. You know what I mean?
What's up with that, bro?
What's up with that? Exactly. Dude.
That's a crazy, amazing pick.
Yeah.
Kenan has literally been in our lives since like all that Kenan and Kel, Good Burger, and then Saturday Night Live for the last however long, 20 fucking years at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, kind of crazy going through our teams.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on our team is going to hate every single person on our team. You know what I'm saying? One person on the team.
Yeah.
Kenan might be the exception. That's where true. Everybody from every team is like, I really like that dude.
They love Kenan.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Kenan's just that dude, man.
He gets reunited with Amanda Bynes, you know?
Whoa.
Viola, she's the man.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
Fucking A.
Damn.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you turn and Jesse and Al are fighting over Kenan.
Oh yeah, the fucking class clown. He made me laugh, so I fell in love.
Yeah, and they're talking to Viola, and Viola's like, wait a second. Am I in love with him? You know what I'm saying? Because Jesse's coming to Viola. Yeah. Al's coming to Viola. They're both talking to her, talking up Kenan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Elliot from E.T. is just like touching Kenan's finger, like,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, come on, E.T. me, bro. E.T. me, bro.
E.T. me, bro.
You like, let me tell you what E.T. used to do to me. I want you to do that to me.
Hey,
yo, E.T. used to cut my balls and finger my asshole at the same time.
Wow.
You make my tummy light up. What? What?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Kenan.
I got to remember this for the clip.
Don't. This is not the clip.
Gotta get some
Kenan, shit.
Kenan, all that. Hashtag Steven Spielberg. Like, it all works.
Hashtag finger blast.
Yeah. Guys, I feel like I need a minute.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kate. Found a handsome person and he wants to tell you all about him. Hey, it's Kate.
Accidentally hit done.
But it's Kate. Kate is handsome person of the week.
I don't think we've ever like made this like.
Yeah.
We've never correctly accomplished the KA.
Which is funny. It's 20 seconds. It's 20 yeah. seconds.
Yeah. All right. And here's his pick.
Hey boys, it's KA. I totally forgot to send you my handsome person of the week because I've been playing so much and mixing and such. My handsome person of the week is Jessica Chastain.
Ooh.
I don't really need to say much else because she's so fine, but also so handsome and so redheaded. More redheaded than you. Maybe not Drew, though.
So redheaded. That's fine.
So redheaded.
Damn.
Dude, speaking of redheads, I actually brought up the point that Andy made this week. Because we got talking about that whole thing where you can pick like your kid's genetics and things like that, or you know, like that's I guess going to be a thing. Like you can pick what your kid looks like or something. But and I was like, well, I guess if I was like, I don't really care about that. I was like, I don't think it's necessary. I said, although I probably would choose for my kid not to have red hair, and they're like, what? Why? I'm like, all the ridicule. I was like, maybe if it was a girl, that's fine. Cause I just had this conversation where like, you know, redheaded girls, they get treated a little bit different than redheaded boys.
Sure do.
Do you feel like you got a lot of ridicule as a redheaded boy?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, probably just as much as that as I did for being a fat boy.
Oh, I definitely got a lot for being a fat boy.
Yeah.
Probably more. Yeah. Like, well, and I'm coming from a place where my brother's a redhead.
You're coming from a place of making fun of redheads. You're like,
I did. You know,
I laid into those motherfuckers.
It's just like
redheads.
It's the most acceptable. I'm not going to like get on a soapbox about it, but it's the most acceptable form of like,
dude, yeah, kick a ginger day. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, and like, I recall like being at the bar for my, the night before my wedding, like an impromptu bachelor party. I had a regular bachelor party, but then an impromptu bachelor party. And my brother was, there and like, the bartender just like was like, hey, tap Ginger on the shoulder or whatever. It was like, but that's like acceptable shit, right?
Yeah.
You don't do that for like other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
So it is interesting from that perspective.
If your brother was a midget, they would say, he would have said, hey, tap that little person on the shoulder, please.
Yes.
I need his attention.
No, they would have said like, hey, can you tap down there.
Just one person. One human lower.
they would have said a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to not say the wrong thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had those conversations with people before.
Yeah.
Hey, could you the guy with the always the
yeah
really
oh man yeah great pick though Jessica Chastain
yeah
what's your favorite Chastain role?
Oh, for me it's Interstellar.
Chastain. I have to look at her list. I know she was in Zero Dark 30.
Yep.
Molly's Game. That was a fucking awesome movie.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Bloom.
Fucking Molly's Game. She's been in a lot of really good shit.
Yeah. Damn, Molly's Game was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll say, who am I kidding? Drew wins this one.
Interstellar. Like,
yeah.
You know what I get for that? I get to go. All right. My pick is I'm going to go with class clown. And okay. You know, for me, a class clown is somebody like dry, witty, you know, sarcastic, real quippy, you know.
Mr. Sarcastic.
And I think somebody who really embodies this, and you know what? Hey, he could pop up in another area too. And I'm gonna go Randy Taylor.
Oh, he could get it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of the Taylor boys.
That he had wit coming out of his rear, you know.
He did, man.
Yeah. He was
what a pick.
Yeah. They gave him some good lines. Like they gave him up there with like Tim's lines.
Oh yeah. And he hit him too. He hit the mark.
That's crazy, man.
JTT, and man. He was legit.
Mm-hmm. Absolute heartthrob.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like I said, Randy Taylor could get it.
He could have been a beauty. He could have been
saying.
Yeah.
But he could have been a criminal. His humor so much. He could
have been a criminal. Like, you know what's crazy?
Remember when he was smoking cigars?
Randy Taylor, right?
Yeah.
Like I was like Topanga and Al, right? But like Randy popped up and I was like, that might have been like the first like movie or TV, mm-hmm. like dude, that was like no homo sapien. Like I was like, damn, Randy's kind of like, cute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Randy's like, Randy's my type of guy. And there's only one letter between me and his name. So it's like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Maybe put some Andy and Randy. You know?
Dude, what are we doing? You know? Oh, man. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like the first, like, it was one of those first moments you're like,
That's a hard looking you can get boy. Behind.
You know what I'm saying? That sounds bad. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, keep in mind, I wasn't 40 at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, what? 10, 11?
14. Yeah. You're 14 going on 40.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But like JTT was an absolute heartthrob.
Yeah.
We're talking Tiger Beat, all of it. You know,
dude, he had it all, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of those dudes that was rocking like 40-year-old swag, but wearing it as like a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I have like my own place now, and I really am thinking, like, just based off this conversation, about getting a JTT poster and putting it on the fucking wall.
You That'd know be amazing, I mean? Man.
That shit would be hilarious.
Dude, get yourself a gingham sweater. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah. I wonder what he's at. What is Jonathan Taylor Thomas up to?
Not much of anything.
Oh, dude, you know what? Like, it was like I came across the reel by James Vanderbeek the other day.
Oh, James Vanderbeek.
Vanderbeek is funny, dude.
Yeah,
he is.
He's become like this, like, live off the land hippie dude, and it's really awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like it's I think it's Vander James or something like that is his IG handle. But like, yeah, it's kind of crazy that he's like I said, he's just kind of like this, you know, dad, and he's got like the pulled back kind of not really man bun, but it's like just the longer hair. Like it's wild. I'm like, man, that's fucking James Van. That's Dawson right there.
Vander Beasy. Yeah, I really want to know what JTT is up to.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing well.
I guess he had an episode of Veronica Mars, which I do not remember him in that, and I've watched that show at least twice.
He was in Smallville.
He was. I think I remember that. Two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so he went from...
He was like the one who split. Like, he could turn... He could make himself in different spots. So like, cause they were like, oh man, how is this kid like good at shop? And then also like, you know, like he's doing all these extracurriculars. Cause he was the freak of the week that he could split himself into two people.
He did stuff up until 2006 where he directed a short called The Extra as Jonathan Thomas. And that must have been Hollywood's last straw with him. They're like, fuck you for this short.
Yeah.
And then and then like fucking 7 years goes by, and then he he goes on Last Man Standing with Tim Allen and did four episodes as a character named Randy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then.
He hasn't done anything since.
JTT.
We're back up to Andy again.
Oh yeah. All right. So I've done Brains, Basket Case, Jock, Clown. You know what? With this band of misfits, I'm gonna step out on a limb here. We're putting together our Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
But I'm gonna jump it here, just so I can get it. I'm going Principle.
Oh,
yeah, and I'm going Feeney, no doubt.
Ooh, good
Principle call. Feeney. That's what this band of misfits needs to kind of direct their energy in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what you're getting. You're getting fantastic speeches.
Yeah.
Some of the best life motivation.
Yeah.
From Feeney. So, and when we're talking about Stewie, Cartman, and Bart, they need a little bit of that direction from Principal Feeney.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this was the best way to go here is to jump out and get ahead of you guys getting Principles, you know?
Yeah.
Good call.
Feeney's a good one. It's like a little bit too on the money, but I like it.
See, but you would think it's on the money, but it's not on the money because it's Stewie, Cartman, and Bart.
That's true. And plus, like, if you think about the Breakfast Club principal, he was like a dickhead, but Feeney would be more like a guiding light for these fucking troubled
and
kids.
They need that more than the actual Breakfast Club, because the actual Breakfast Club was not as psychotic as some of the people that I have in this detention room.
Yeah, they were actually pretty mellow.
Yeah.
Right.
Thinking about trying out for a scholarship.
But like Feeney... He needs to talk Stewie the hell down from the moment he steps into the classroom.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
And it would be a fun interaction to see, you know, Cartman tell him to fuck off and then see how Feeney flips it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Principal Feeney.
Fucking A.
You use it for...
Oh, man.
King Koopa.
So I want to see that movie, by the way. Made $1 billion fucking dollars.
Dude, really? Dude. I wanted to see it, and Scrump said it was amazing.
God, I want to see it so bad.
So somebody on Twitter apparently chopped it up and showed the whole movie, and it took a while before Twitter was able to catch it because of all the like layoffs and shit that they had.
Like, that's so wild. Like 9 million views or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's great.
But yeah, I really want to go see it too.
All right.
In the theater too.
Yeah.
Andy?
All right, who am I missing? I got Brains. Got Basket Case. Did I get Criminal? I did get Criminal. I haven't gotten Brains because I called Stewie my criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I need Brains and Beauty.
Wait, what was Cartman?
Cartman was Basket Case.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to get my Brains here and I'm going to go no further than old. I'm torn here. I'm going TJ Henderson, Smart Guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot about Smart Guy. Yeah. He is a real fucking brainy motherfucker.
Yeah, because he should be in like fourth grade, but he's at high school level.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you know? I just thought about something.
So I like this mixture. He'll fit really well with Feeney, but like what'll be interesting is like Stewie is going to want to like talk to TJ because he's going to be like, you know, that kid's got some real brains. So like, you know, for trying to like fix a flux capacitor or something like that, like there will be one missing link and he just needs to get to TJ to figure out what the hell it is.
Yeah.
And he has to figure out how he can relate with TJ so they can get this done. But like, you know, and TJ is just like a super likable dude. He's got a little comedy in his arsenal as well. Like, mm-hmm. you know, he's got some wit there. And like I said, he's just an all around smart dude. So he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
So TJ.
Smart guy.
That's yeah. looking good. I like that pick.
Yeah. Low key. I used to love that show.
It was a good show. Although smart guy used to drive me crazy. I liked his brothers better than him.
Mm.
You know, or like his brother and his brother's friend.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But yeah. like TJ was cool. I liked him.
It drove me fucking nuts.
Yeah. I get it. And his dad was like trying to figure out what the hell he was talking about. He couldn't teach him anything.
I know.
I don't know if that's better or worse. Like I would love if Grayson never needed my help in school. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, at the same time, like it's cool if it's something I know, but when it gets to like triangles and shit and like
I would not
the hypotenuse
my help
and all that shit, like
triangles
I don't want that.
The hypotenuse.
Like also like real quick rant, like bell break.
Oh shit.
Yeah, real quick rant. Like I just
there it is. Go ahead.
I'm feeling this, right? There's so many classes that just don't need to be in 2023. Like if we know we're not going to do a Pythagorean theorem ever, why do we need to do that class when we should have classes like, you know, social media or like all of like finance type shit that's like your finance, not, hey, make up a stock and go da 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 da, like all that shit. Like actual real life experiences that every single person is going to experience. Why do we not have classes for that instead of these bullshit classes that nobody's ever going to use?
I 100% agree with you on this.
You know what's funny though? Is there are times I actually use Pythagorean theorem in my job.
Here's the thing. Right?
Well, I don't think you should take away the Pythagorean theorem, but I think you definitely should add what Annie's saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that there's like, those are some of these classes are ones that should not be required classes. They should be required if you want to go down this this hole. You know what I'm saying? Like it shouldn't be like there should be more of these types of classes that are like forced as opposed to you know, classes of like geometry 2 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
If you want to go down that path and you want to take those classes, great. Yeah. But it shouldn't be required for everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
The social media thing should be required for everybody in 2023.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just like college or high school. I'm saying that shit needs to start from middle school because people get canceled for some shit they said at 13 years old when they had no idea what it meant. Yeah. And like we were saying some highly offensive stuff at that age. That like just wasn't being captured, right?
Because
you're just fucking learning, trying to figure out yourself. So like that type of shit matters way more than me figuring out like the square root of 96 divided by 3 in the parentheses and the fucking that sign that's a check mark and a line over top of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
The sign that's a check mark with a line over the top.
Yeah, what the fuck's that thing?
Square root?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Square root.
Which is a thing you've already mentioned in that same thing.
I'm just saying. All right, that's that.
This has been a bell breaker. So is that your second pick, or did you go twice?
That was my second pick. It's back to you.
Back to me.
I just had to get that off my chest.
I'm going to go with my jock. And, you know, since I just picked someone who would later become his, or I didn't pick, I just talked about somebody that would later be his best friend. I'm going to go Charlie Conway.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Charlie Conway.
Yeah. Mr. Josh Jackson.
Some mighty duck.
Mighty duck.
Yeah.
Man.
Quack, 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 bitch.
He was no fucking cake eater, you know?
Dude, you got some real bona fide studs.
Yeah, you do.
With Steven Urkel off that coke.
Mm-hmm. Off the coke, yeah.
Coked out.
Panga, Gia, Randy, Charlie Conway. Like, wackos just like, what the fuck is going on around me, you know? But luckily, he's in his own head, so it doesn't matter. But you got some real studs happening.
I like to think Wacko is the basket case in all of them. You know what I mean? Like he's the little like Wacko on the shoulder that everybody sees.
Who would be better friends with Wacko? Urkel, Randy Taylor, or Charlie Conway?
Are we we're talking sober Urkel?
Yeah, sober Urkel.
I feel like Wacko's the guy that told Urkel to do coke. Like, he's like, build a thing that looks like a time machine and do coke in it. And he was like, absolutely.
Yeah, so Urkel's following Wacko. And then Wacko really wants to be friends with probably, like, Randy.
Yeah.
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 Like, I think he's just trying to, like, get in everybody's head, you know? For sure.
Yeah, and you would think that Topanga and Randy would naturally be a thing, but I feel like Charlie sneaks up in there, and all of a sudden, that's Topanga's jam.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Damn, you got a squad. Okay.
You do have a hell of a squad.
Yeah, I don't think there's much more to say about Charlie Conway. Except a quarter of an inch, Charlie. A quarter of an inch.
He's going to give Topanga a quarter of an inch.
All right, James.
That's it?
That's all he's got.
All right.
I mean, it's cold on the ice, you know?
That's true. You're right. It was in the cold.
It grows up to 3/4.
I was on the rink.
All right, here we go. So I only have 2 picks left, so I'm just going to pop them. First off, I got the brain.
Uh-huh.
And, like, maybe you wouldn't expect this, but if you remember right, like, this kid is usually the kid who would come up with the idea that then Shia LaBeouf would go and fucking fix his problems with.
Oh.
Mm.
And I'm going Beans.
Wow.
As my brain, because like sometimes the thing about Beans is that he's so stupid.
You diverted from your earlier plan.
Yeah, I did. I definitely did. Yeah, but yeah,
Beans is he's just not like it's kind of like not, he's not socially there, but he's there.
But he's also a nice kid.
Yeah.
He's not like a shithead.
Mm-hmm.
And he somehow surprisingly comes up with the way to fix all the problems without even realizing he's coming up with it. So it's almost like he is a genius, you know, in a way.
I think Beans and Elliot are kicking it for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah. I just like the fact that his name is Beans. It just makes me laugh. I don't know. My friend Mike in real life has a friend that he calls Bean, and I just think that's so fucking funny.
After this kid?
No, it's the guy has like a last name that.
Oh, okay.
The word Bean is in his last name, so they just call him Bean. That shit's so funny to me. Fucking Bean. All right, but anyways, so Beans.
Beans is a good pick. It's a good pick. Yeah.
And then finally for my principal, this guy is a fucking lunatic. And this guy is going to like take the whole principal thing and turn it into a whole new fucking world for these people. It's right, a so good thing.
Flipping it. Okay.
It's a good thing that Elliot has experience with extraterrestrials, because they're going to be bumping into a lot of fucking creatures with this guy as the principal. And I'm going Rick from Rick and Morty.
Oh,
dude, he's the principal. Wow.
Oh my goodness. He's not going to give a shit what they're doing.
He's going to be drunk for sure.
Damn, dude. I was going to pick Morty as honorable. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You still can.
Well, I still can. I don't think we've done any double picks though. So I kind of want to keep that going.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. Cause ooh. I took Feeny.
Oh, right.
But technically, I could have took Feeny in Girl Meets World, right?
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
But you didn't.
I didn't watch that.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Maybe I took Topanga. No, I couldn't take Topanga. She was too old for this.
Yeah.
I think, didn't Feeny die before Girl Meets World even was made?
No.
I think Feeny died, didn't he?
What? No.
I don't know.
He died in real life.
No way. Feeny? William Daniels.
He'll never die.
Not dead.
William Daniels.
Wait, that's show? Not. That's not. That's not.
Name one.
That's not Feeny. Is it?
Yeah, it is Feeny.
That sounds right.
That's right.
I think.
You sure he didn't die?
Where's the Girl Meets World 2014 to 2017? He had a recurring role, but it was only five episodes. He's 96 years old.
Okay, yeah, wow.
Born in 1927, dude.
Holy shit, he's 96 years old. He's not dead.
Oh, wow.
Fuck, dude, I swear I thought I saw something that said Feeny died.
Dude, this dude is a gangster.
I know. He's fucking holding on, baby. He's got
He was a voice in a 2020... movie called Super Intelligence. That's only 3 years ago. He was 93.
He's got more to teach us, dude.
Dude. That's kind of insane, right?
Did he play the voice of a car in that movie, too?
It was the Kit voice. Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, it does say that.
It was Kit.
Okay.
And he did the same thing in the Lego Dimensions video game. He did the voice of Kit in that, too. And in Bench Warmers. And in The Simpsons, he did Kit. Dude, he fucking rode Knight Rider like a fucking beast, son.
That's crazy. This dude's a fucking legend.
He really is.
Man. He had a whole ass career before we even knew him as Feeny.
I remember watching Knight Rider and hearing that voice.
It's nuts. Damn. That threw me. Hell 96. Yeah. Rick. Yeah, Rick's a killer pick, though.
Thanks. All right. Who's next?
Oh, man, me. And I was, I guess, man, I love that pick. Like, I wish I would have been creative like that, because I was a bit on the nose, too, you know. So. Oh. Yeah, I kind of want.
That's why he said I was on the nose.
Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, that was a principle. Because I thought that's what we were doing. But I kind of like this idea of mixing it up.
Anybody can be a principal.
Anybody can be a principal.
Yeah.
Even a fucking drunk scientist.
That's right. At least he's got all the correct.
To be, you know, what's interesting, like, though, is,
you know.
Yeah, you didn't have any. Animated until your principal.
I know. And
which
I
almost
did.
Makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
And then I've got a real life principal for like a few animated people.
I did have some animated people written down, but like I was gonna do like
pick some people that you didn't want to double dip.
Yeah, I didn't want to double dip. Yeah. I was going to do the brain from Peaky and the Brain. From,
yeah.
As the brain, but Then I also thought, then after I said that that's too on the nose thing about Feeny to you, I didn't want to do that because that's like way too on the nose.
I mean, it is a mouse.
Here's where I'm going to go then.
Okay.
Because I'm going to pay, pay a little homage. And I'm going to pick him from a kid's show, mind you. So I'm going to go with the conductor, played by George Carlin from Towers and Friends.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's like kind of your friend, but at the same time, he's also George Carlin.
Yeah. That's a legit pick. That's awesome. I like that.
That is.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's a I just like that idea of like going outside the box with that. So
yeah, I may be doing an ad drop.
Oh shit.
It's funny, like even I'm almost out of time, but like there is one of his stand-up specials, like he's talking about kids, like not liking kids, and he's like, and you're talking to the fucking conductor here.
George Carlin was so fucking awesome.
Yeah. All right, Andy.
All right. So here it is, the final pick for the team, and I got to go Beauty. Mm-hmm. So like I said, I had a clear top three. You guys took two of them.
Oh, shit.
That left one. I also said there was some to this where it's like, one that grew up and you were like, wait a second.
I see you, girl.
I see you.
Hi, girl.
And instead of it being a an athlete that's her double, take a drink. This time it's Brains that's her double. Because I'm taking Ashley from Fresh Prince.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ashley is legit a beauty too.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's her name? What's her real life name?
Tatiana Ali. And she can sing too.
Yeah. Dude, just that name alone, Tatiana, is such a good fucking name.
What an amazing
name. You hear the name and you're like, that girl's gorgeous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. There's no way she can't be. Her name's Tatiana.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. So. But this was one of those things, like, again, same thing as, like, Al for me in Step by Step. Like, and, like, I always thought she was cool also because, like, you know, I was into Fresh Prince, obviously. And then all of a sudden, like, he was like, she's cool. She's the cool one of the family, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, at the end of the Fresh Prince, you're like, when you're also like growing up, you're like, whoa, Ashley's bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like we were growing up with this, and there's something to that that is kind of unexplainable. I don't think it happens as much in this day and age. Maybe it's happening with Stranger Things for a new group of kids where like they're growing up and all of a sudden they're like, Millie Bobby Brown, or you know, but like it feels like it doesn't happen as much, and that was something that happened in our generation of growing up, whereas we grew up because these TV shows stayed on longer, and because it was network television, we grew up with some of the kids that were on TV.
Hell yeah.
So
it's legit. Yeah, that's legit.
All right, so how are we doing the Courtney rule? We can take anything.
Anything.
Anything. Okay. All right.
James. Or no, Andy. Courtney.
Yeah. Rule. Yeah. I'm.
But just remember, if you add drop, they still can't. They can't double up.
Right.
On your team.
So get this.
Mm-hmm.
Since James kind of put it out there,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do it. Kenny Powers, principal.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Wow.
That's legit. That is legit.
That's amazing.
God. He's
You know, I never thought about that, like that trajectory, because he was like a teacher in Eastbound and Down, and then like
exactly
vice principal and vice principals. Like
there you go.
That's kind of crazy.
Yep. So that's my first one out there. The second one I'm gonna go with
is weird creature.
I'm gonna go to I'm gonna go basket case, and I'm gonna go Kevin McAllister.
Okay.
Because you have to be a bit psycho in the mind to get off on like hurting these people and enjoying it to the extent that he was enjoying it.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of basket caseness there. But you could take him for a couple other categories probably.
Yeah.
And then the last one I'm going to go with is, you know what? You would say this other one's a bigger athlete from this movie. However, for the jock, and an honorable mention, because he got it done with old Wendy Peppercorn, I'm taking Squints.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Ew. Yeah.
For jock, that's a very good one. I can't believe nobody took Benny the Jet.
That's where I was going to go. And then I was like, you know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
Squints had the biggest hit.
That's true.
That's true.
So
damn. Give me that's good. That's a good pick.
Wendy I like Peppercorn, it. But
that's right.
All right. To moi. I'm going to go with. All right, I'm going to go Beauty, and I'm going to go with Miranda from Lizzie McGuire.
Ooh, okay.
The dark-haired best friend.
Okay.
I'm going to go... Ooh, let's go with a brain, and I'm going to go Lucy from Seventh Heaven.
Oh, I thought you were going to say from Peanuts.
No. Dude, no, but no Peanuts.
I know.
Wow. And then finally, yeah, I'm just gonna go with Morty. I guess just call it what it is, the basket case.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna go Beauty there.
Back to back.
Morty, what a beauty.
Yeah. All right. James.
Okay, I'm gonna go Class Clown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna go SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh,
this is a Class Clown. Yeah. And then I'm also going to go Class Clown again.
So say Patrick would be a...
Yeah. Class Clown again, and I'm going to go Ronnie from Role Models.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, then, I kind of want Ronnie on
that's
this
legit. That's
now.
Legit.
I was just thinking about that kid like that the whole checking out girls thing where he's like explaining how to
I was just watching a Instagram reel of all of his clips from that movie and I was fucking dying laughing. And then finally same kind of trajectory as a Kenny Powers situation, for principal I'm gonna go Coach Steve from Big Mouth.
Nice.
He got promoted.
That's hilarious. You know, I appreciate that because now if one of you ad drop, I got potentially two options if I want to switch up.
Yeah, that almost makes me want to because the draft's over, but like
you could use your what are we calling it?
I think I've used it already.
Have you? I thought I was the only one that used it.
I think when we've instituted the rule, I used it that episode.
That's the one I used it though.
No, we did it before that though, because I was like, oh yeah, we established this rule.
Wait, okay. What's the rule?
Where like you get to push one, but it has to go in there your top three.
Was it a scrump rule?
Okay.
Well, you get to. I don't remember what the rule was, but
who was it? It was somebody.
Yeah.
And we instituted it.
But yeah, you can, if they're not, like, if you think about it after the honorable mentions, like you can add him at or them as you, as a pick, but it has to replace one of your top three picks.
Yeah. It was either Scrump or Justin.
Yeah.
And I can't recall who now.
I know it was this year. So.
Or was it Goshi? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Might have been Goshi. It might have been the Goshi rule.
Yeah. But we, I was just.
If it's you, let us know.
Yeah. If it's you. Yeah.
Because we clearly forgot.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, you saying that kind of reminds me of, like, you know, because it's Nick Kroll's voice. And I was thinking about. Mm. Another show he's in, but like, how amazing would Laszlo be as a principal?
It would, like, be great. It would be so great.
Damn.
These little fuckers.
Yeah, so I'm going to add drop. I don't know about you guys.
I'm going to add drop.
Oh shit. Are you add dropping, Drew?
No.
Okay.
I'm locked.
All right. All right. My name.
It's, and shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Pick my name, Drew.
KG. Oh, there's two left in there. B.
Is that for
Ryington?
Is that for Andy? Bandy? No.
Bandy.
All right, what are you doing?
I want to drop, as much as I like her, I want to drop Viola from She's the Man. And I'm going to pick up Squints Scolari.
Oh,
I really like that pick.
Oh, man.
You just mixed up fucking basketball.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, wait, that's his name. Squints.
Squeaks, little bitch Scolari.
Squints' last name wasn't Scolari, too? Yeah, you're right. I think I am mixing them up.
Yeah.
Damn it. But either way, Squint Scolari looks like he could be Squeak's brother, so.
Yeah, sweet bed.
Squint's bed. Palidorius.
Palidorius.
Michael Squint's Palidorius. You know what's funny?
Swear to God,
there's a music video because he looks like Logic now. Like, grown up. There's a music video Logic did where it was Squint's playing Logic and Chris D'Elia playing Eminem.
Oh shit.
Wow.
In the song that Logic and Eminem did together.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Andy.
Gosh, what was it?
What are you ad dropping?
Homicide is the music video, by the way. I'm gonna drop Feeny and I'm gonna pick up Kenny Powers.
Yeah.
Good. Let's go full chaos.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I just think that's such a cool
dude, especially with your team.
I know.
Yeah, that's... went to rehab, hurt my nose.
Dude, Ashley and TJ are just gonna feel so, like, an icebox are gonna feel like so out of place. Like, because it's weird in this scenario, Kenny Powers actually relates more to Stewie, Cartman, and Bart Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
he's definitely gonna be catering to the shithead kids. Yeah.
Oh man, and imagine what he's gonna say to Icebox. He's gonna say some foul shit to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man. Hey, Ice Snatch, come over here. It's like, what?
Hey, come here,
I'm cold. Fucking 13, bro.
Come here, cold cooter.
Cold cooter.
Oh, God.
Hey, cold cuts.
Cold cuts.
Hey, boulder pussy. Oh, man.
I think I broke Andy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Polar. Oh, Bear shit in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy, oh. What are our teams?
All right. Our teams for Kids Breakfast Club. James, for his jock. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to do it in the order of how we did it. So it's not necessarily in the order of how you picked it. Is that cool?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go across the board. I'm going to go James, Drew, Andy, okay, so that we can kind of get the board. James's jock. He's got Squints from Sandlot. Drew has Charlie Conway from Mighty Ducks. And Andy has, girl, I got that ice box, that polar pussy from Little Giants. For James's beauty, he's got Al from Step by Step. Drew's got Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Frosty Furburger. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say this since you read it. It just hits me, you know. I get inspired.
Dude, keep them coming. And I've got,
it's like the muse comes down from Mount Olympus and whispers in my ear.
I've got Ashley from Fresh Prince. Oh, for brains, James has Beans from Even Stevens. Drew has, holy shit, who does he have? Oh, Stephen Urkel.
Yeah.
I put Stephen Urkel, actually. I don't know why. from Family Matters. And I have TJ from Smart Guy. For criminal, James has Elliot, who stole E.T.'s heart. Drew has,
dude, he was fucking jumping his bike off police cars and shit. That dude's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Gia from Full House. And I have Stewie Griffin from Family Guy. For the basket case, James has Jesse Spano, known basket case. Drew has Wacko from Animaniacs, which, funny enough, is what you do after watching Jesse Spano later in her career. And I've got the wild and crazy Eric Cartman from South Park. For class clown, James has Keenan, one of the most lovable dudes in America.
Fucking A.
Drew has young heartthrob, cover of Tiger Beat, Randy Taylor, JTT. And I have Bart Simpson. Yes, Bartholomew Samps. And lastly, for principal, James has Rick from Rick and Morty as his principal. Drew has the conductor, George Carlin. From the
Thomas and Friends.
Thomas and Friends. Yeah. I was going to say Mr. Rogers for a second, and I was like, that's not it. And I have Kenny fucking Powers.
Friday, the principal.
From Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a tough one, because I was just thinking about whatever you were going to say next. I was waiting for that next one, like, you know,
I got an ice box where my vag used to be.
Oh man, she just replaced it with an actual it's a fucking igloo. Like the cooler.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Right. Hey guys. Loves you, bitch.
Well, that's our show. Tune in next week for another episode of The Draft Podcast. Bye-bye.